Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin. Yannick, this program with Emmanuel Lax is very interesting. You start out with a concerto, and then the second half has a very interesting piece you premiered in Montreal.
Yes, a piece by Stacey Brown, Perspectives. She's a very, very young composer from Montreal. And at Orchestre Métropolitain, we commissioned quite a lot of women composers over the years, as we did here in Philadelphia. And this year we have this initiative that we're launching with, I would call it Women in Music. And it's, you know, not only on the podium, but also the music we play, and we have workshops and we have commissions. So this one is not commissioned by Philadelphia, but it's a piece. The best way I can describe it is that it seems as someone from the 21st century, which she is, Stacey, would take a perspective on the music of the second Viennese school, so Berg, Schoenberg, and Webern, so back over 100 years ago in Germany and Austria. So in a quintessentially Germanic program, even if Dvorak is Czech, of course, his Symphony No. 7 is the most Brahmsian of symphonies, and that's why it's combined with Brahms. So these two male figures, giant of the cornerstone of the repertoire, of Germanic repertoire, are put into perspective precisely with this work, Perspectives, by Stacey Brown. And that is, even though on paper it feels like maybe not so connected, it actually is really musically connected.
And I understand it was inspired by a sculpture with a lot of shapes and colors, and she somehow musically translated that.
Yes, and if you think about it, that is also the way that Berg and Webern and Schoenberg were also treating their way of using or the orchestra to express their vision, because that was also a time where painting and sculpture was so important in Vienna, especially. And the way Stacey put it in music, I wouldn't say it's exactly the same way, but you can imagine that you see just a little bit of the sculpture at some point, and then it turns and becomes bigger, and then it turns again and becomes, you can guess what is on the other side of the phrase. Now I'm talking musically. So that is, I think, a very good way of getting the listener to be prepared to listen to the piece.
Well, it was wonderful to hear Emmanuel Lax back here as well.
I mean, is there a closer friend to the orchestra than Manny for years? I think it's very unusual not to have him one season. We mostly have him every season, and that's to our delight, and I'm sure to his delight too. But we toured with him recently, and when I was a young pianist, I always admired his touch for Brahms. I remember when, you know, on recordings, he was playing a lot of chamber music, but also solo piano pieces. And I always loved his Brahms. And I've done many times with him the D minor. So it was time now to get to the B flat.
That's great. And we look forward to the second half. Thank you so much, Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
Thank you. Me too.